News from UNIFIL. Despite the withdrawal of Israeli forces from most areas of South Lebanon, troops remain in five positions north of the Blue Line in addition to what they call buffer zones. At the same time, Israel continues to carry out drone strikes and targeted operations south and north of the Litani River, as well as bulldozing some lands. Under these conditions, UNIFIL continues its operational activities in line with UN Security Council Resolution 1701. Deputy spokesperson Candace Ardil explains how the mission is navigating these challenges while maintaining its mandate.
UNIFIL remains fully committed to implementing our mandate under Resolution 1701, even in areas where Israeli forces have not yet withdrawn. In coordination with the Lebanese army, our peacekeepers, who come from almost 50 countries, continue to monitor and to report these violations to the Security Council. Through coordinated and independent patrols, and through our liaison efforts, coordination mechanisms, and other things that we do, we work to reduce tensions and restore stability. However, ongoing Israeli airstrikes and other security risks in certain areas pose challenges to our operations. But these challenges have not stopped us in the past, and they will not stop us now from performing our mandated tasks under UN Security Council Resolution 1701. We continue to urge all parties to comply with their obligations under 1701 to prevent further escalation. This includes calling on the Israel Defense Forces to fully withdraw from Lebanese territory in line with Resolution 1701. At the same time, we urge the Lebanese side to work toward ensuring that UNIFIL's area of operations is free of unauthorized weapons and armed groups. The last conflict was devastating on all levels for people on both sides of the Blue Line, and it caused immense suffering and destruction. No one wants to see this happen again. Diplomacy and de-escalation are the only way forward to achieve lasting peace, and peacekeepers continue to support all efforts to get there.
On 27 February, UNIFIL Indian peacekeepers organized their first medical, dental, and veterinary camps in Shebaa village following the recent conflict in South Lebanon. The initiative aimed to address urgent healthcare needs for both residents and livestock, as essential services remain disrupted. Doctors conducted medical checkups and provided treatments and vaccinations, while veterinary specialists treated over 736 animals, ensuring the well-being of local herds. 60 residents benefited from the medical and dental care provided. Villagers expressed appreciation for the support, highlighting the importance of such efforts in helping communities recover. On 26 February, Irish and Polish peacekeepers provided essential support to the governmental hospital in Bintish Bail. During a meeting with the hospital's director, Dr. Lina Bazzi, the peacekeepers donated 150 blankets, 10,000 liters of water for dialysis, and 60 liters of disinfectant liquid. Dr. Bazzi thanked the peacekeepers for their assistance and noted that the hospital resumed operations at the beginning of February, with 20 doctors currently treating around 15 patients daily. The hospital's emergency room, intensive care unit, and dialysis center are now functional, providing critical medical care to the local community. Peacekeepers from the Republic of Korea resumed Taekwondo classes on 19 February, helping bring back a sense of normalcy to the people of South Lebanon after months of conflict and suffering. The first session took place at Muhammad Saad School in Burj Rahal, where 25 students began a 10-week program. They will learn different Taekwondo moves and kicking techniques guided by two Korean peacekeepers instructors. To further support the initiative, three Lebanese women, all experienced Taekwondo practitioners, have been hired as instructors, inspiring the next generation through martial arts.